Lecture.
شیخ طاهر رضا جعفر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. We are continuing with our discussion on الخطبة القاسعة, the beautiful sermon of امیر المؤمنین علی بن ابی طالب. اللهم صل على محمد. The part of the khutbah that we have today can be summarized into the following points. The first is that whenever human beings, especially those who are Muslims and those who have submitted to Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever they experience arrogance or pride, then it is because of shaitan that they experience that. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, وَإِنَّمَا تِلْكَ الْحَمِيَّةِ. Verily that vanity and that pride, when it enters a Muslim, it is مِنْ خَطَرَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَنَخَوَاتِهِ وَنَزَغَاتِهِ وَنَفَثَاتِهِ. When a Muslim experiences pride and vanity, it is because of the work of shaitan, the whisperings of shaitan, the temptations of shaitan. That is the first point. That when we, if we in our lives as believers ever feel proud, ever feel vain, ever feel that we are better than others, it is because of the influence of shaitan. And the second point is that Amir al-Mu'mineen tells us that we should fight now back. We should fight shaitan and this temptation to be arrogant using what? Using humility, using humbleness. He says, فَاتَّخِذُوا التَّوَاضُعَ مَسْلَحَةً بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ عَدُوِّكُمْ إِبْلِيسُ وَجُنُودِهِ. Take tawadu, humility, humbleness to be your weapon, so that you can use that weapon to fight against your enemy, shaitan, and his soldiers. So in order to fight shaitan, the weapon that we need is the weapon of humbleness. That is the second point. The third point, which is very dangerous, he says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جُنُودًا وَأَعْوَانًا. Verily, shaitan has in every community soldiers and helpers. In every community in this world, shaitan has his soldiers and his helpers. That is the third point. And the fourth point is where Amir al-Mu'mineen mentions the story of Qabil and how Qabil was filled with jealousy for his brother Habib. And jealousy resulted from arrogance. He said, look, how it is that when Qabil had arrogance in him, that arrogance led to jealousy, and what happened after that? فَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالْمُتَكَبِّرِ عَلَى ابْنِ أُمِّهِ. The Imam says, then therefore do not be like that one who was mutakabbir, who was arrogant, who was heavy-handed against the son of his mother, meaning his brother. Here the Imam does not take the name of Qabil, but this is the story of Qabil that he is mentioning here. And he says that it is due to the hasad that Qabil had that he killed his brother. And because he killed his brother, now he is the one who will be punished for any killing that is done on earth after him. Because he is the first person who instituted this act of murder. Therefore, any murder that happens in this dunya, part of the punishment goes to Qabil. And finally, the Imam says that look at the past nations. Look at the bygone nations. They all suffered this same problem and this same disease of arrogance, of vanity. Learn from the history of those who came before you. Why? Because تَشَابَهَتِ الْقُلُوبُ. The hearts of people are the same, are similar. Those who lived 1,000 years ago and those who live today, they suffer from the same diseases of the soul. If they had a problem with jealousy, if they had a problem with arrogance, we have a problem with arrogance. That is something that has happened throughout the ages to all the nations. So learn from the history that when people were arrogant, what happened to them? When they were jealous of each other, what happened to them? Learn from the history. And so these 5 points therefore summarize this part of the sermon. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. So therefore we derive these themes from this part of the sermon. Theme number one is the theme of the importance of humility, of humbleness. Why? Because the Imam says that now humility is your weapon against shaitan. You want to fight shaitan, humbleness is your weapon. And if you look at those who are true scholars, those who are the great scholars from our history and the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we find that they were very humble people, and they are very humble people. There is one great scholar in Qom, his name is Ayatollah Ja'far Subhani. Well-known personality, he has many books. His student was my teacher. And one day in the class, he was telling us about how humble Ayatollah Subhani is. He says, I have studied with him for many years. And for a brief period of time, I did not attend his lessons. I was not well, so I did not attend his classes. One day, there was a knock at my door. And you know, they have this intercom system there where you can pick up the intercom inside and ask who is at the door. And the person will tell you, who is it? Nani. And they'll tell you, okay, this person has come. So my teacher says, I picked up the intercom and I asked, who is it? And I heard the reply, Subhani. So I thought for a second, who is Subhani? I don't know any Subhani. Because in his mind, this is Ayatollah Ja'far Subhani. But he calls himself simply Subhani. So humble, he calls himself, I am Subhani. My teacher, for a moment, he was taken aback. When he opened the door, he found it is Ayatollah Ja'far Subhani. Humility, humbleness. And this is there in many of the scholars. And that is why, when we look at the advice of Luqman to his son, and this is something very beautiful, huh? Each and every one of us who have children should read Surah Al-Luqman and see how he converses with his son. And he gives him advice, and beautiful advice. One of the things Luqman tells his son, he says, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Oh my son, do not raise your nose and walk with your nose in the heavens, meaning boastfully. And do not be arrogant on this earth. Don't walk boastfully on this earth. Why? Because Allah does not like those who are arrogant. This is one of his advices. So humbleness and humility is so important. What are the signs of humility? How do you know whether you are humble or whether a person is humble? Everyone claims, I am humble. What are the signs? We ask our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He says, if you have these three qualities, you are mutawadi. Number one, you sit wherever there is place. Number two, you do salam to everyone you meet. And number three, when you have an argument, you give up the argument, even if you are right. This is tawadu. So that is the first theme that we have taken from this part of the sermon, the importance of humility and humbleness as a weapon against shaitan. The second theme that we take from this, which is very important and very dangerous as we mentioned, is as Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, as he says that فَإِنَّ لَهُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جُنُودًا وَأَعْوَانًا. Indeed, Shaitan has soldiers and helpers in every community. That means in our community as well. And the ulama say these are not jinnat we are talking about. These are human beings. There are some human beings in every community who are soldiers of Shaitan, who are helpers of Shaitan. This is very dangerous. We need to look at ourselves. Na'udhu billah that we would play this role of helping Shaitan. No. And we find, as we mentioned yesterday, what is it that these people do? What is it that Shaitan loves? The first and foremost thing is to cause disunity, is to fracture the community, is to cause disunity between husband and wife. As we know from the story of Harut and Marut, وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. They learned the magic of separating husband from wife. And that is one of the very dangerous things. When if you ever have somebody in the community who plays the role of actually causing separation in families. Separation. We as believers have to play the role of uniting. If we find at any time there are problems, it is natural, sometimes there are problems, we should try and help to patch things up. That is the role of believers, not the opposite. When you move outside the household, you come into the society between believers. Shaitan loves to cause disunity, enmity between believers. لا يزال إبليس فرحا ما اهتجر المسلمان. Iblis is continuously happy as long as two believers are not seeing eye to eye. As long as two believers are not getting along, he's very happy. And so if you see anybody in the community causing these kinds of rifts, you know that this person belongs to that group that helps Shaitan. Whereas our duty is to do the opposite, to bring them together. If you see any two mu'mineen who are quarreling, you bring them together. That bringing them together is known as Islahu Dhat al-Bayn. And the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He says, إِصْلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عَامَّةِ الصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ. Bringing the mu'mineen back together when they are quarreling, patching things up between them is better than all the prayers and fasting. It is so important. It is so important. This is the value of إِصْلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. And so we find that there are certain elements in the community that work for Shaitan. One of the things, as we mentioned, is to try and cause disunity. But there are other things as well. Our eighth Imam, Imam Ali ibn al-Ridha, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He says, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشَّ مُؤْمِنًا أَوْ ضَرَّهُ أَوْ مَا كَرَهُ. Whoever cheats a believer, or whoever harms a believer, or whoever plots against a believer is not from us. These are other examples of satanic traits. Working hard against mu'mineen. If you work against a mu'min, then you are helping Shaitan. Because Shaitan, as we said yesterday, doesn't sleep. He is constantly working against mu'mineen. However, now it is important for us to think about this, and we should not now start suspecting one another. Oh, you said that there are some shayateen in our community. Oh, I think that one. No, Baba, this is not the case. When we mention this, it is for everybody to look at themselves, not at others. Huh? Don't look at anyone else. Look at yourself. Don't look at anyone else. Allah Azza wa Jal is Sattarul Uyub. He hides the faults of people. Don't start looking for the faults of people and then say, no, this is min a'wani shaytan. No, 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 no. That is not correct. The beautiful story that we have all heard, but it is so beautiful, so we will hear it again, inshallah, is about Musa alayhi salam praying for rain. When he prays for rain and Allah Azza wa Jal does not send the rain, and Musa alayhi salam is worried, he says, Ya Allah, why have you not sent the rain? Allah Azza wa Jal says, there is one person in this crowd who has sinned against me for 40 years. So Musa alayhi salam announces, and with the power of Allah, his voice reaches all the thousands of people who had gathered. He said, there is one person amongst you who has sinned against Allah for 40 years. Let that person leave this gathering and then the rain will come. Now that person knew himself. But he thought to himself, if I stand up, nobody else is standing up. If I stand up, everybody will know that I am the one who has sinned for 40 years. So, he prays to Allah in his heart, Oh Allah, please forgive me. Suddenly it starts raining. Musa alayhi salam says, Oh Allah, nobody has left the gathering. You have sent the rain. Allah Azza wa Jal says, I've forgiven that man. He sought forgiveness, I've forgiven him. Musa alayhi salam says, Oh Allah, tell me, who was he? Who was he? Allah Azza wa Jal says, Oh Musa, when he was a sinner against me, I did not tell you who he was. Now I have forgiven him. You want me to tell you who he was? Allah is Sattarul Uyub. We know that there are some in the community who are helping shaitan. But that does not mean we go looking for them. Rather, what it means is we should protect ourselves so that we should not be amongst these helpers of shaitan. The third part, the third theme that we can learn from this part of the sermon is the theme of jealousy, the bane of jealousy. As we mentioned, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He mentions the story of Habil and Qabil in this part of the sermon. He says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالْمُتَكَبِّرِ عَلَى ابْنِ أُمِّهِ Do not be like the one who was mutakabbir on the son of his mother. He's referring to Qabil. And we know from the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the story has been mentioned. Surah Al-Ma'idah verse 27 and 28, the Holy Prophet is told, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ لَئِنْ بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ إِلَيْكَ يَدِي لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ O Prophet, tell them the story of these two sons of Adam. When they offered the qurbani, the sacrifice, Allah accepted from one and He did not accept from the other. The other whose qurbani was not accepted was Qabil, and the one whose qurbani was accepted was Habil. And when Qabil saw that his sacrifice is not accepted, in that rage of jealousy that Amirul Mu'mineen tells us is from his arrogance, His arrogance led to his hasad, and that hasad led him to come and tell his brother, "I will kill you." The rage of jealousy led him to tell his brother, "I will kill you." Habil responded and said, "I have not done anything. Rather, Allah accepts only from the muttaqeen. If you had given your sacrifice with taqwa, if you had given your sacrifice correctly, Allah would have accepted from you." And then he says something very interesting, that if you extend your hand to kill me, I will not extend my hand to kill you. لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي, if you extend your hand to kill me, I am not going to do the same. Why? إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I fear Allah. Now just a side note before we continue, the Mufassirin say, how is it possible? Isn't it wajib to defend your life? Somebody wants to kill you, they are coming to attack you. Isn't it wajib? He said, yes, it's wajib. That is why some of the Mufassirin say that Qabil killed Habil while he was sleeping. Because if he was awake, he would have to defend himself. He killed him while he was asleep. Ala yihal. So this was the example given by Amirul Mu'mineen for hasad. For that rage of hasad that came from hamiyyah, that came from asabiyyah, that came from kibr. There are many root causes of hasad. One cause of hasad is arrogance. If you think you are better than someone and you see that person is moving ahead of you, you cannot tolerate it. There is that rage of hasad. Now, one question we can ask is, why did Amirul Mu'mineen in his khutbah refer to this incident in this way, where he did not even use the word brother? He said, Ibn Yabn the son of his mother. Why? The Mufassirin say it is because he wanted to show the strong bond of brotherhood that was there between these two individuals. And then he gives an example. He says in the Holy Quran, we have a beautiful example of this. When Musa alayhi salam had gone to up on the mountain and he had left Harun, his brother, in charge of the Bani Israel. And when he came down and he saw that the Bani Israel were worshipping the golden calf, he was very angry and upset. And he started scolding his brother Harun. Now the response of his brother was, قَالَ يَبْنَ أُمِّي لَا تَأْخُذْ بِلِحْيَتِي وَلَا بِرَأْسِي. Oh, the son of my mother, don't hold my beard and my head, meaning don't get so angry on me, don't blame me so much. Here the Mufassirin say he used the son of my mother to try and calm Prophet Musa down, to show him, look, we are so close, we have the same mother. So Amirul Mu'mineen is saying, look here, Qabil and Habil were from the same mother, they had such a close bond, but with hasad, that bond even was broken. This is so important. So that is the example that he gives. And of course, when we talk about jealousy, we know that jealousy is something that can destroy a person. In Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 54, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Are they jealous of people for what Allah has given them out of His grace? And in a conversation that Allah has with Musa alayhi salam, He says, oh Musa, never be jealous of anyone. Because if you are jealous of someone, that means you have complained against my justice. You have complained against me. I am the one who has given him all these blessings. When you say, why does this person have and I don't have? He should not have. I should have. Then you have complained against Allah Azza wa Jal. You have gone against Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the meaning of hasad. And hasad leads to disastrous consequences. So then how do we remedy this disease? How do we find a cure for the disease of jealousy? This is very important for us to know. There are five important points in order to cure ourselves of jealousy or envy if we have this disease. Number one is to realize the consequences of jealousy. If you know the natija, the result of jealousy, then you will keep away from it. Our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He says, Al-Hasad ya'kulu al-Iman kama ta'kulu an-nar al-hatab. Jealousy eats away your Iman the way fire eats firewood. The way fire will burn firewood, your Iman will be burnt by jealousy. So if you know this is the consequence of jealousy, then that will help you to avoid jealousy. Realize that you are suffering in your jealousy. The person whom you are jealous of doesn't even know. You are the one who is suffering. That's number one. Number two, the ulama tell us if you are jealous of someone, try to be good to that person. Force yourself to be good to that person. Give them gifts. Smile. Talk good about them. Praise them. In front of them and behind their backs. Talk good about somebody whom you are jealous. That is a second way of remedying the disease of jealousy. The third thing is, remember that this world is temporary. Remember that this dunya is temporary. It is not somewhere you will live forever. Today you are there, tomorrow you are not there. Number four, know that Allah Azza wa Jal has created everything for a purpose, and He is the one who has given everyone different talents, different gifts, different ni'mah. It is Allah who decides. Remind yourself all the time, this is what Allah has given this person. So who am I to be jealous of this person? And number five, try and reform yourself and make yourself better. You might become better than this person. Work at it. If you make a concerted effort, you can become better than the person. And these are the five ways of removing jealousy. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. And the final theme, which we will finish in a few minutes, is that history repeats itself. Learn from the past. Learn from the past people. There were past generations who also suffered the disease of arrogance. What happened to them? Look at how they were destroyed. It is very easy to destroy a haughty and arrogant and proud person. It does not take much to humiliate somebody who is proud. There was a time when the Abbasid Khalifa Mansur was seated in his palace and there was a fly that was disturbing him. A small fly. You know, sometimes we have these pesky flies. Some flies, they don't disturb you. They come and they go. There are some that are pesky flies. They come and sit on your nose. They come and sit on your face. They don't leave you. That was the kind of fly that had come to Mansur. Whatever he did, the fly came back. Whatever he did, and he was very upset. At that very moment, our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He comes in and Mansur asks him, Ya Aba Abdullah, lima khuliqa al-dhubab? Oh Aba Abdullah, why has Allah created the fly? Why has the fly been created? This pesky creature, why has it been created? The Imam said, liyudhilla bihil jababira, in order to humiliate tyrants. A simple fly can humiliate tyrants. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us the tawfiq to be able to use humility and humbleness to fight against shaitan, so that we are opponents of shaitan and not helpers of shaitan, inshallah ta'ala. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin rahimallahu man qara' al-fatiha.
الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.